Up next, we've got some Pat Travers live in the Rockline Studio in 2009. Starts off with a brief interview. Rockline Studio was in Los Angeles, California. You see, Pat Travers, he's a Canadian-born rocker. And he moved to London for a while in his early years of his career, then to Florida, where he still resides. He released his first album, titled Pat Travers, in 1976 at the age of 22. Since then, he's released at least 35 albums, yet many people still don't have any idea who he is. Pat Travers has been called the best-kept secret in rock and roll. And in my opinion, Pat Travers is a true guitar hero. What we're going to listen to is Pat Travers in the Rockline Studio, Los Angeles, 2009. Rockline was a syndicated radio show hosted by Bob Coburn that was broadcast live for over 33 years. This is Pat Travers live at the Rockline, 2009.
Live via satellite, it's Rockline. The show where you interview the biggest stars in rock and roll. Rockline is brought to you by 24 on Fox. Hi, I'm Bob Coburn, and tonight, from Los Angeles, we welcome Pat Travers as he performs a plugged-in live electric set. It's a show where all you need to do is kick back and enjoy. And now, Rockline welcomes Pat Travers. Good to see you. How you been?
Very good, Bob. Thank you. It's always great to see you.
You sounded great in soundcheck.
Yeah.
And the whole band, too, man. Yeah, that sounded smoking.
We're stoked to be here.
It's going
to
be a great night. You're on about a 10-city tour right now, is that correct?
Sort of. We're in the middle doing two things at once. We're putting the finishing touches on a new studio album, which we were doing all last week. And then we came out here to do your show, and we were at the House of Blues last night, and we have couple of shows up in Northern California, and then we're going back home to Florida and continue to finish up our CD so we can get that out by the summer.
All the dates are at pattravers.com, and the MySpace is /PatTraversMusic.
It's the official Pat Travers MySpace.
Oh, the
There's
official.
A little confusion
oh, okay.
there.
All right. Well, I'm glad you cleared that up for me there. House of Blues, how'd that go last night?
We had a great time. Yeah. We really did. Yeah, bumped into the Jonas Brothers, literally. Yeah,
you were telling me before the show, and somebody took a powder. Somebody took a dive, right?
Yeah, poor Mindy, she fell down.
Oh, that's a shame, man.
And none of them moved to help her either. What a bunch of gentlemen they were.
Yeah. How far into the new album are you? Where do you stand? What's left? When's it coming out?
We're really just putting the final touches on it now, so just little enhancements here and there, some guitar parts, and we should be good to go. Steve Thompson is the producer, and he'll be mixing it hopefully next month. And I really hope it's out in the summer, because I've been working on it for a while. So.
If it does, I have a date waiting for you.
Okay,
you come back. And
yes.
Next time we'll take calls.
Actually,
bring you back in and take calls next time.
We're going to play a couple of songs, at least one new one tonight, maybe two, so because we can't wait.
Excellent. I know you live in Florida. Is that where you've been recording?
We spent summer we were up in Canada, which is where I'm from originally, and it was just a coincidence that we ended up there. It's a crazy story. We played a show for this guy named Johnny Bro, who's quite a character. He had a club east of Toronto, and then sort of got to know him, and you know, it turns out he's like this big money guy, and he wanted me to have a good album, and he built a studio, and we went up to Canada, and we were up in the wilds and for a little longer than we wanted to be. We had some downtime. We got struck by lightning like 2 days before we were supposed to record.
Oh, my God, literally?
The console did. And
oh, my God.
Blew out the power supply, and then we had to wait.
You know what, though? It's always good to have a guy with money.
It always comes in handy.
Not always. Yeah, sometimes. I wish the guy that had all the money was me, though.
We can work on that.
Yeah.
You know, we've known each other forever and a day.
Yes, we have.
And you've influenced so many players from Kirk and Metallica. Yeah. Who inspired you to pick up a guitar and play?
I guess I have to really say I was part of the generation. I was 9 years old, and I saw the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show and knew there was something going on there that I really, really liked. And so I got very enthusiastic, and I think probably as early as 10 or 11, I decided that that's what I was going to do. But I didn't really get a guitar, my own guitar, till I was 12. And so prior to then, it was like the Animals, all the British invasion people. But then in the end of 66, Hendrix came out.
There you
and
go.
It was like a visitor from another planet, and still is. I mean, you know, they play, I heard something from Electric Ladyland the other day, and it's still miles ahead of where anybody is right now, and this is, you know, almost 40 years ago.
Yeah, he's the standard, you know. Lost him in 1970, he remains the standard.
You know, that's a problem for me, because initially, you know, of course, the Beatles, what a standard they set. And then Hendrix, another standard. So for me, you know, that's where my yardstick is, and not just Hendrix, of course, Johnny Winter and Eric Clapton, Jeff Beck is still the top of the heap. And there was, all those guys came out when I first started playing, you know, Jimmy Page, when I was 13, 14. So those are all of my influences. And I was...
Got the live set coming up in just a few minutes. You're going to enjoy that.
Oh, yeah.
While we wait for the new album, there's an album out now, Stick With What You Know, live in Europe.
Yeah.
And we will play from that, Snortin' Whiskey. It's Pat Travers for you. Pat Travers, Norton Whiskey, that's off the CD. We have a live set coming momentarily. First, the Rockline Encore question. Mick Box and Bernie Shaw from Uriah Heep joined us last week. The Encore is brought to you by Carfax Vehicle History Reports. And here's the Encore from Mick.
Hello, Pat. This is Mick Box of Uriah Heep, and I've got a question for you, mate. I play dot on shaft guitars from Ontario in Canada, and I wonder why you play PRS.
Being a Canadian.
That's funny. Actually, we just got some Canadian guitars, Godin. They're acoustic electric. They're very nice. Paul Reed Smith guitars are wonderful. I've been playing their guitars now for just over 4 years. And every one of them is unique and different, and they're just beautiful, and they, you know, they're great. Well, you heard what we were playing earlier.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
A lot of that has to do with the guitars, and Kirk McKim, my other guitar player, uses them as well, and we're very happy with them.
And everybody is about to hear what I heard a couple of minutes ago.
The
band's going to plug in and play live right after this on Rockline. Touch of boom boom for you there. Welcome back to Rockline. I'm Bob Coburn with the Pat Travers Band. Sitting in front of your computer or listening to the radio, get ready to rock and roll. Ladies and gentlemen, the Pat Travers Band.
Everybody thinks differently. kids about to go back to the land that I think I know. Bring something with me, leave something behind. Back in London, at the back of my mind. But the district line just doesn't seem to be running as far as I'd like to go today.
Travers Band live for you on Rockline. What a way to start a set. Smoking hot.
All right. Sorry about that, guys. Okay.
No problem.
And now we continue on. It's live for sure. This one's called Crash and Burn, Bob.
Great.
All right. Turn into words,
Travers Band live on Rockline. Yeah. We're just getting warmed up. Come back with us. I'm Bob Coburn, and you are listening to Rockline. There you go. A little bit of the studio version of Crash and Burn. The first two songs you heard tonight, Life in London and Crash and Burn. Going to stretch out a little bit now. It's the Pat Travers Band live for you on Rockline.
Hey, okay, Bob. We're going to do a tune now that's... this one's also on the live album, which we recorded in Holland. So you can imagine the state we were in when we recorded.
Amazing you got anything done.
Yeah. Actually, that's such a fallacy. It's just not true. Holland isn't like that at all.
No.
It's true. You've probably never been there. Well, you go to the darker, deeper, weirder parts of Amsterdam.
I've been to Holland.
Yeah. All right. Here's the song. This is it's also on the live Stick With What You Know album. It's called I Don't Care.
Just another day gone by.
Pat Travers playing live for you tonight on Rockline.
Yeah, that's based on that movie Once Upon a Time in Mexico. But, what's his name? Who's the actor?
Johnny Depp.
There you go.
Yeah. It was inspirational to me. Anyway, you know, I'm originally from Toronto, Canada.
Yeah.
Hey, we got some hosers here. Yes. Good. And I lived in England for a little while. I think I met you actually when I came to live in the United States after that. But we toured first, opening for Rush, and then we got a break because it was in the Midwest in the winter in the sheds and the weather was terrible. And my manager said, where do you want to record the next album? I said, Miami. Actually, I picked up the Eric Clapton, Ocean Boulevard 461 or whatever it was. I said, that's the house I want to stay in, and that's where I went. So he actually pulled it off to a degree. And so the album we came up with, this is the title track. This one's called Heat in the Street.
One, two, three, four, one, two. The pressure's gonna feel it. Heat in the street. So when I'm a dealing, I've gotta be discreet. I'm dreaming of a number. When you hear the sound, you'll know that I've a feeling. Feeling like coming round. Coming around to see you. I couldn't let you know. If I can't go out to see you, I guess there's underground. No, you got what you want. Ooh, I got what you need. Should be keeping ourselves inside. Heat in the street. The street is paper fire. I will not get burned. One way to retire, to get what I've earned. I'm staying undercover till the time to beat. Not today, maybe tomorrow. So heat in the street. I could take a fever, a family shade. I'm scrabbling cognito. That's part of the pride I face. We'll be right back.
I woke, when I got what they needed, which if they gave it a little damn time, forget about the heat in the street.
Street, Pat Woo. Travers Band Live. Got a little heat in the drum room, too. It's a bazillion degrees in there.
He needs that. You got a towel.
I got a t-shirt to wipe.
Yeah. It's all it takes is a towel, yeah.
But, yeah, hey, this is fun. I like your place.
Yeah, isn't it cool? It's got a nice, funky vibe, you know? Plus, you guys sound great. I mean, what do you hear the playback afterwards? You're going to be real happy.
Can't wait to hear
it.
Yeah. My wife went to bed. Monica went to bed. She's tried to stay up, but she's got to get the kids up because it's been home in Florida.
Yeah, real life intervenes. You know?
So she'll hear it back.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, it'll be streamed on the Rockline website.
So Big Ed and the guys at the plant in Portland, Oregon, I got to say hello to them, too. All right, now we're going to do... This was off the Putting It Straight album, the one with that everybody likes to cover, where I'm trashing the old man's office. And this one's called Getting Better. You ready, Sean?
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back.
Travers for you live on Rockline.
Yeah.
It is getting fun. Better. Every song is getting better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you got a towel, too. Take care of yourself there, Pat.
I stole a towel from the hotel.
Good for you.
But I always bring it back. I don't know why. I guess I'm Mr. Goody Two-Shoes.
You're Canadian polite. That's what
it
is.
Maybe that's got some. Well, actually, my mom was English. My dad was Irish. And I was, born in Canada. Good manners. Where are you from?
I grew up in Dallas, Texas.
Ah, yeah. Kirk's from Houston.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a rivalry between those two cities. Oh, yeah. But you're cool, Kirk.
I think Dallas wins all the time. The belly of the beast. We're going to do a song for you now, Bob, that I wrote. I get suckered in. Well, my daughter requested this. My daughter, Amanda. After our son was born, Elijah, and she was 3, and she said, "Daddy, you got to write a song for Elijah."
Cool.
And it's not easy to do something like that. It's very personal, and you don't want to sound too corny, because I'm not country. I mean, if I was country, it wouldn't matter, because there's no such thing as too corny.
Yeah, that's true.
So I came up with this one. This one's also on the live album. This one's called Elijah. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, and... Can't tell you all of your story. It gets written every day. Don't let power and glory steal your heart away. Can't send ravens to feed you if you're cold and low. But we'll give you all that you need to make it on your own. Elijah, when you look into the future,
Elijah,
and the rain is coming down,
Elijah,
not everyone will try to hurt you, except some evil queen Elijah, try to take you down. Everyone has their point of view. It's not always easy to know just what to do. It's your heart that should guide you through all the good and bad. You'll find strength deep inside you. Whoa, you never thought you had. And the love that we give you won't be taken away. It's a gift you can open. Whoa, on any day. When you look into the future,
Elijah,
and the rain is coming down,
Elijah,
not everyone will try to hurt you, except some evil queen who'd like to try and take you down. Elijah, be a fighter and a lover,
Elijah,
always take the higher ground.
Elijah,
don't need to be no desperado, cause everything you're doing is coming back around. That we give you won't be taken away. It's a gift you can open. Oh, on any day,
yeah.
Elijah, when you look into the future,
Elijah,
and the rain is coming down,
Elijah,
not everyone will try to hurt you, except
some evil queen of Liger. Try and take you down, Elijah. Be a man and a lover.
Elijah.
Always take the high ground.
Elijah.
Don't need to be no desperado. For everything you're good, be coming back around.
That's really cool. Your son will treasure that the rest of his life.
I hope so.
Yeah.
That was the thing, you know. I wanted to make sure that he would hear it and go, yeah, he likes it. I mean, you know, we play live, and if he comes to an outdoor show or something, he works the crowd.
Yeah, there you go. And there's nothing corny about it. There's just nice sentiment in it.
Yeah. Well,
you know?
Thank you. I get, you know, parents, other parents come up. They, you know, that song's just perfect. So,
yeah.
Mission accomplished, I guess, in one level.
Good job.
Yeah, you know, we were talking earlier about the new a studio CD that we've been working very hard on, and we really feel like this is going to be one. It's all the songs are very strong on it, and performance and just a great vibe. Steve Thompson is our producer, and he's got a good track record, and he's a nice guy.
So you can play
put anything but organic food in his body.
Good for
and
him.
He only smokes Marlboro Lights. Anyway, here's a brand new one for you. This one is about a crazy guy in a bar, fancies a lady on the other side, so he starts showing off or trying to get her attention. This one's called Ask Me Baby.
You were so shy, and I would do more than anything just to try to catch your eye. I've been dancing on a table, I'm crawling across the floor, with willing and able, always hoping for more. You know I'm really willing and able, always hoping for more. Yeah, you got something about you. Though you hardly crack a smile, instead of asking your best friend if I could be a star, why don't you ask me, baby? Well, everything's alright. Ask me, baby, and I'll stay with you all night. Just a tapping on yourself. Baby, if you need the 411, well, I'm the guy to tell you. Well, I know what you're thinking. Who is this crazy man? Well, I'm the one that'll love you like no other can. Well, I'm the one that'll love you like no other can. Oh, please stop making me crazy. Me, please. Well, I'm the guy with all the answers I can give you.
you just ask me, baby, everything's all right. Ask me, baby, and I'll stay with you all night. Ask me, baby, everything's all right. Come on and ask me, honey, I'll stay with you all night.
I'm BC Bob Coburn. You're listening to Rockline and the Pat Travers Band live. What you got now?
Here we go with no further ado.
Same once. not too long ago. Well, I'd stay out drinking all night, and I get over the hills. But who could afford the love? Could go such a long way.
I will.
That's beautiful, you guys.
Stevie, thank you.
Yeah, that's spine tingling. That's awesome.
I wrote that a lot of people. I wrote that song for my brother, my younger brother, a long time ago. And
it's touching.
You still get requests for it. Everybody likes it.
Yeah.
And we're going to... my wife is up listening, Monica, and so I got to say hello to her friend, Larry, who took some great photographs on her birthday. So you'll have to go to her MySpace page. Everybody, I'm not a My... You got your own...
We have an internet site. We have a MySpace. We have MyRockNet with 120,000 songs on it.
Wow.
We got all kinds of cool stuff.
Okay, we're going to do... We want another do another brand new song for you, okay? This one is called... This is from my daughter Amanda. It's called I Got... Love to give you. Still out to keep you safe. Whoa, no.
there's a red house over yonder.
Yeah, there is. Welcome back to Bob Coburn, Pat Travers Band Live. And we got time for a couple more. It's encore time, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah!
One. Never felt this bad before. The just found out you want me no more. Well, I can read my sign. Boom, boom, hey, I'll go to life. No kidding, I'm ready to fight. I've been looking for my baby all night. Get her in my sight. Boom, boom, I'm all out, go to life. Hey,
thanks to our affiliate radio stations, to Nancy Sale, Jake Hooker of Hook Entertainment, and to you and your band, Pat.
Thank you.
Lit it up tonight on Rockland.
Thank you.
Handshake
here.
Shake my hand, man.
And as usual, you exceeded expectations. Thank you very
much. This was killer. I'm BC, and I'll be seeing you.
Rockline is brought to you by 24 on Fox. Rockline is produced by Greg Jernigan and mixed by Jimmy Rash. Thanks to Chris Martin and David Brown for their invaluable contributions. And to Jamie Sutton and Valley Sound Studios, the home of Rockline. I'm Bob Coburn, and I'll be seeing you.
That was Pat Travers, live at Rockline Studio in Los Angeles, California, 2009. And you can find out more about Pat Travers on his website at www.pattravers.com. That's PATTRAVERS.com. You've been listening to Happy Hour, the Moonshine Concerts Edition. I am the Moonshiner, and you're listening to Quack House Radio 4. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/quackhouse.